You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I guess there are very few people that actually want to kiss on the first date like that.
Really?
All right. So that makes
sense. You just don't end up going out with them again?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So
this
usually,
is hilarious.
So usually if you've kissed someone on a first date, that means you're probably asking them out
again.
Kiss went well.
That means he's getting married.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a sex expert, a cougar, the world's oldest living millennial.
And my son, he's a stand-up comic, a mime, and of course, a Buddhist clown.
We chat about sex twice a week, once on Mondays, where we chat with you guys and answer your questions and comments, and then once on Thursdays, where we get to chat with incredible guests like Rachel O'Brien.
Rachel O'Brien is a very funny woman.
She is a touring stand-up comic. You can see her on the Bravo's hit TV show Vanderpump Rules. We actually talk a lot about what it's like to be on a reality TV show.
It was really interesting, actually.
And we also talk about what it's like to date as a comic.
She said she has learned... Oh, maybe I shouldn't tell.
What?
She said one of the things she's learned is never date a fellow comic.
That is absolutely correct.
That seems to be a common theme. Would you date another comic?
It's just like you don't want to date someone in your business.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't
want to
shit where you eat.
Well, because especially I think stand-ups know that
they're going to have to see him all the time.
And they're going to make fun of him in their stand-up.
Yeah, that's also very true. We talk about that on the show. Okay, so why do we talk about all of the... Why do we do all these sex talks, Mother?
Well, I think it's very important to talk about things that people don't want to talk about because
that's where the shame and anxiety lie.
Yeah, and it's awkward, but in actuality, that's the thing that really makes you grow as a person.
And allows you to connect with other people.
Yeah,
bingo. It allows you to make a relationship.
Yes.
I love that.
I love it too.
That is the biggest takeaway from this podcast for me. 4 years, this is what biggest takeaway. By giving someone the opportunity to catch you by being vulnerable. Like, it's like a trust fall.
Yes.
That's the only way to establish a relationship.
Absolutely. I think that's a very good call. But, I mean, that is my passion, too, is just to get more people talking.
That's it. So, and we talk about a lot of things in this episode, some more vulnerable than others. Like, for example, I've been kissing all wrong every first date.
Cam has been apparently he's been very phobic of the tongue.
I have not been phobic. I just haven't been using it that much on first kisses.
What do you mean you haven't been using it? I don't even understand how that, all right, you'll hear more about what happened with that.
Wow, was that a realization?
Because both Rachel and I were like in a state of shock.
I was in a state of shock that you guys were in a state of shock.
I mean, I don't even understand how you, all these years, you're 30 years old, you've been kissing like you're kissing your grandma?
It's just a little sensual, Mom. It doesn't... we'll get into it. We don't need to spoil it all right now.
It is a pretty comical experience.
Rachel and I bond over being single. We talk about why we're single.
Yeah.
My mom tries to set us up.
Many times.
We talk about what a first date should actually look like.
Can I say something?
Where do you go? How do you
make
it? Can I say
something?
What?
You fans out there.
Oh, my God.
Yes, text Mom. If you think that Cam and Rachel, after hearing this, should go out.
Okay.
They're both funny people.
We have to share the fact that usually when a guest is leaving our studio, we both say goodbye to them and we watch them leave and we wave bye and it's all sweet. This time, my mom did something weird.
I said,
Rachel's leaving and you go, okay, bye. I got to go to the bathroom, leaving me with Rachel.
Well, I hugged her first and I said, I got to go to the bathroom.
And so she leaves and I turn around and my mom's there and she goes, I didn't need to go to the bathroom.
I didn't.
I just thought you were going to ask her out.
I wanted to give you that space. If you wanted to ask her out, that would be the time
to do it.
That was
a pro wing woman,
move. I'm a wing mom.
Wing mom move. By the way, I'm coining wing mom as the term for my next sitcom based on us.
I love it. Yep. You hear it now, folks? We also had other questions that we'd like you to answer. And yes, text Mom.
Which are?
Would you wait for that person to ask you out again if you got on a first date? Or if you like them, why wouldn't you just ask them out again?
What a shitty question.
You know, like
you
that?
Don't prepare for these questions. You put yourself, it's a perfect clown move. The clown just like promises that they're going to do something and then they set themselves up for failure.
What? Are you going to like that question?
No, that is a very mumbled, like imagine our listener. How are they going to respond to that fucking question?
They'll know after they listen to the podcast episode what I'm talking about.
So let me just get this straight.
Yeah.
To maybe kind of help our listener.
Okay.
Your main question is, when you go out with someone
on a first date,
should you push yourself to try to actually ask them out for a second time to see them more? Do you, or will it come naturally that you'll want to that to happen?
No.
Okay, so clearly we're at miscommunication
is more
right
off
the bat.
Yeah. When you go out on a first date with someone and you're kind of in between liking them and not liking them or whatever, do you run away from it? Or do you push yourself to go out with them again? Is that what you said?
Yes. This is crazy. All right. You
got a better question for our...
No, I actually like that.
Well,
that's
it.
That's a fine question. Okay. I just think that it needed to be clarified a little bit.
Okay.
All right. I wanted to let you guys know that if you enjoy this episode, you can find us on her podcast, Be Here for a While. You can also find more bonus content on our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Now you might be wondering, what is Patreon? What?
No one's wondering because we literally talk about this every week.
Patreon is a way you can support us. There's bonus content there, and if you get we had enough Patreon members, we will be doing a little bit of weed and infused blueberries.
Okay.
And we're gonna do a podcast, and it's gonna be funny. But you know, all you got to do is join up.
Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Yes, that whole mumble jumble.
And I should also mention that if you want to get in contact with us with regard to that question of the week, hit us up at our phone number, which is YesTextMom. You can text us there or you can leave us a voicemail there.
By the way, you guys, guess what?
What?
I have phenomenal news.
What is it?
In 2017, we were named one of the top...
2019.
I know.
In 2017, we were also named one of the top sex podcasts.
Well, you didn't even let me go ahead and tell the
news.
I've
really been cutting you off today.
Yeah, what is with the cutoffs?
I think I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm the one who was out of town.
Oh, so we can't both be tired.
No. I'm entitled to be tired when I was taking care of ailing parents for the last 4 days. That's not exactly the entertaining, fun experience that you probably had over the weekend.
Oh, thank you.
What did you do?
Worked. On this podcast.
Thank you, honey. Anyway, so just in case you guys didn't know what they were racing through, what Cam just said is we were, once it made one of the top 15 out of 240 sex podcasts researched.
Esquire Magazine.
Which is a very reputable magazine, is one of the top 15 sex podcasts. That's pretty cool.
Love it.
Not just in 2019, but also 2017.
If you want to see this...
What happened in 2018? Do they do it every other year?
No, they didn't. Yeah, I guess they do it every other year.
Because if we didn't make it in 18, I'd be wondering why, but we made it in 19, so I guess it's all good.
Damn straight.
Thank you to Brent... what's her name? Brenna and...
Brina Kerr. Okay, that's enough with this shout-outs and shit.
Okay.
I wanted to say, if you wanted to see us live, come see our show on June 10th at 7:30 at the Hollywood Improv. We're going to be performing with Sid Wilder, who you guys know is a wild woman.
The best way you can describe Sid Wilder is to know that she's wild. This is going to be so fun. You guys, I don't want to hear about, I'm dying to meet you guys. Come out and see us. We're at the Hollywood Improv, June
10th.
You can
get tickets now at improv.com.
Improv.com. This after the show, we hang around. You guys can meet us, talk to us, schmooze with us. It'll be so fun to see you guys there.
I wanted to read a review since people are saying these wonderful things.
Let's hear it.
All right. We love when you leave us listener ratings and reviews.
How do you do it? You go to iTunes.
Or Stitcher.
Okay, but probably iTunes because that's...
iTunes is better for us. But
it's
if
just
you
easier.
Listen on an Android, Stitcher might be easier for you.
All right. Okay. But if you're on iTunes, you go to the little tab that says reviews and just hit that tab and write a little review. Or rating.
Here, this one says, adopt me, Karen Lee, 5 stars.
Oh, I will adopt that person.
Happenstance 76 said that. Love listening to Karen Lee and Cam every week. Fun and informative and makes me laugh out loud every episode. You're both hilarious and open and brighten my day. Look forward to joining you on Patreon. P.S. I made my husband read She Comes First after hearing Cam speak about the book. Wow, life-changing. A must-read for every man.
Wow. Oh, wow.
They're actually listening.
They're listening.
And taking advice.
And I really, really like that review. Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for
very
that review.
Much.
And I will adapt you. Just let me know your name.
And I highly recommend She Comes First. You know, I actually learned how to do the first kiss on a vulva.
Maybe you should learn how to give a kiss on a
lip. Normal lips?
On some lips. Forget about the vulva. You know how to kiss on a vulva, but you don't know how to, you don't even know that after you have a good date with someone that you go for the tongue.
I guess it's because I haven't had that many good dates recently.
Oh, but in the past, have you had a good date where you use the tongue?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So there is no discrepancy here.
Well, there is kind of a discrepancy. I didn't realize it was that imperative.
If you have a good date, everything's going
All
great.
All right, let's wait for the episode, okay? We already get into it. I can't be shamed again.
Our Yes Text Mom, if you guys like to stick a little tongue in there on the first date.
A little tongue in the mouth. All right. Please, if you want to support our show, please do us a favor. Subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. That is the number one way to help us.
Oh, yeah.
Besides Patreon.
Stop being selfish.
All right. I think we got to let him have it, Mother.
Oh, boy. The pressure's on. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the using a little tongues.
It's just any word now with ease at the end of it.
Sorry.
Enjoy. Rachel, Brian, welcome to the show.
Woo-hoo! Thanks for having me.
So excited to have you. We just recorded an awesome podcast with you.
Yeah.
I feel like we're opened up, ready to
go.
Yeah,
that was fun.
We're lubed up.
We are lubed up. And lots of questions for Rachel.
Yeah, because now we've learned some stuff about you.
You know so much about
me. We got the intel.
You started your podcast by asking me why I'm single. Actually, you asked my mother why she thinks I'm single.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, can we reverse?
That was nice of me.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and what was your response again?
Well, he's quirky.
That's exactly right. You put it on me. I thought you were going to say like, "Oh, he's just picky. He has so many women after him, but he just doesn't want to be with any of them." And then you said, "No, he's quirky. So the women really have to be into weird guys." No, weird was the word that came to mind.
She didn't get to finish saying weird, but we both saw her mouth start to go W, and then we were like, "You said."
And then she said, "Kind."
Yeah,
he's a very kind person.
Seems like it.
Super thoughtful.
Okay, Mom. Can we figure this out?
Start the podcast with Rachel?
Yes.
Rachel is adorable.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah. And I've been the whole entire last podcast, I was trying to figure out who you remind me of, and I still don't know, but you're just a really adorable, sweet, another sweet girl.
And you're funny.
And really funny and a comedian.
And you also tried to set me and Cam up on my podcast twice.
Twice I did it?
Twice.
I thought it was only once.
So we'll see how many times this one.
Yeah. Well, okay, maybe it's meant to be.
So why are you single, Rachel?
You know, I honestly don't know at this point. I think I just probably haven't met the right person, but I also think that I'm not trying that hard. I go out on dates, but like I'm starting to think I could put in a little more effort in terms of like texting people and like making the plans. Like I just sort of will go on the date and then wait for them to ask me to hang out again.
This is exactly how I am.
Wait, okay. Why are you guys like that? I don't understand. If you like something, go after it.
But I think that's the thing.
I don't know if I like them enough after a few dates. So it's like,
why pathologize either one of you? Maybe you just haven't found the llama. What is it called?
Llamal. Yeah. Love my life.
Yeah. Maybe they just.
I didn't know there was an acronym for that.
She's oldest living millennial. She knows this shit.
Yeah, seriously.
I heard about this.
You know more than I do.
But the truth of the matter is maybe the right person hasn't come. That's why you don't make a big effort to find them.
I think that is what it is. Like, I feel like I also think that you can't know how much you like someone after just a few dates. And so, and also if you are on like the apps and you're going on like a few dates a week, they do sort of run together. And then you're like, I guess I'll just wait till whoever texts makes the plan.
Oh, I mean, so in my life, there are people... mainly with guys, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I see a guy, I'm like, I want to be best friends with that motherfucker. Yeah. And maybe years down the line, we end up becoming best friends. And I was like, I knew it from day one. This was going to work out. Doesn't happen as much when I'm going on these dates.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I'm in a different mindset where I'm like, is this the love of my life? Are we going to end up being married and having three children?
Because you're thinking like too far into it without like just getting to know them kind of casually.
Yeah. So the men, I'm like, oh, I like that guy's vibe, and that's all I don't think.
Too far into the future.
Are we gonna be doing Friday night dinners together? Are we gonna, we gonna go to Vegas together? These are things that don't come through my mind.
You're not overanalyzing it.
Correct.
Do you think that you are too quick to kind of cut the girl off or judge them or like?
No. I think it is this thing where like I'll have a nice date and I'm like, oh, that's a really fun person. I'd like to get to know them. And then like 4 million other things come into my life and I just never, the follow through is not there.
I think that's what's happening lately.
This is different from when I was in that scene because there wasn't so much distraction. And the Tinder thing really gets in the way because you keep swiping.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I can like that person, but look at this one's even better.
I think that the dating apps are not great for this because it honestly feels like a video game after a while where you're just like, oh, there's, look at all these options. And then one day when you're ambitious and you're swiping on a bunch of people, then you have a queue of like several people that are then messaging.
Well, some of us do.
You don't have a queue?
No, I wouldn't say there's a queue.
You got people sliding
there's
in.
A few is what
you
it
got
is.
People sliding.
Okay, oops.
Can we talk about Vanderpump Rules for a second?
Sure. Yeah, what the heck is that? I don't know anything about that. I was like, whoa, this is like the Kardashians on steroids.
Yeah, I'm not really on the show, but I guess I'm associated because they're all my best friends. And I have been on the show, but it's not like a...
You were best friends with them prior to the show?
Yeah. Yeah,
and I read something that you actually were the inspiration to get them together.
Not inspiration, but I Jax and Kristen and I were the ones to sort of like introduce everyone because we met first a long time ago.
So why weren't you part of the show?
Well, I didn't. So I dated Jax like forever ago. And then when we broke up, I just kind of stopped hanging out with everyone.
Mm.
And then the show happened. And then we didn't get reunited until like the third season in, and the show had tried to cast me as like a, it was a very random thing where one of my friends was friends with one of the field producers on the show, and we were just out for drinks just for fun anyways. And I was just telling her a bunch of stuff about them. And then I got a phone call like a day later asking if I wanted to be on the show. But I'm not on it really because I don't participate in everything. Like I refuse to work at the restaurant, cause I didn't work there and I'm not going to pretend like I work at a restaurant when I don't.
Wait. So for those of us like me who have no idea, I never heard of this show before. Mm-hmm. What's the show all about?
It's a spinoff of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Lisa Vanderpump from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills owns a couple restaurants and it's based on the restaurant Sir, where it was a bunch of people like, young people in their 20s, all actually working there, all actually dating each other, all fighting with each other. And so they just got a show but kind of based on that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Damn. And so are you happy that you kind of... Well, first of all, what was it like? You were in a few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Was it enjoyable or were you like...
I mean, I filmed a lot over the years. But it's also just like, even when when I'm saying filming, it's like, if I don't want to see my friends for an entire summer... Because I want to avoid filming, like it would be, I wouldn't see it for an entire summer because that's when they film. So like I have to, so when we go to like one of their housewarming parties, which was a couple weekends ago, there's just a bunch of cameras around and you're trying to enjoy yourself as if they're not. But
oh, so crazy.
Yeah. What was your original question?
I think you answered it. Like, what is it like being on a reality show?
Yeah. Not actually having fun at parties, but I'm not good at it. Like I don't want to get in fights with my friends. I don't, I still want to have, and not that they can't, but it is hard to picture, them as a character on a show, like acting wise, once they've already been this other character on TV. Like, I still want to be an actor. I still want to, write screenplays and I don't know.
Do you think that they really fight that much? Like, are they inspiring fights because they know there's a camera on them?
No, they fight in real life. That show's very accurate.
That's wild.
The restaurant industry is a lot of drama anyway.
Yeah, and they just as a group of friends because they literally all dated each other. Like, Jax has dated, he's marrying Brittany, but he also dated Stassi and I before and like slept with Kristen and
let's get the juice on Jax.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a friend now. I don't care. And I never really was like, I was like 21 when I dated him.
And was he good in bed?
I don't honestly remember. I'm sure it was fine.
It's so funny. I have seen so little of the show.
Yeah.
So it's like hearing about this
but
whole
it's
world.
So, it's funny because I was on the airplane and watching like the Kardashians. I've never watched it before. And I'm like, whoa, the Kardashians, like, this is so stupid. But then I'm like glued to it. And next thing I know, I watch four episodes right in a row. I'm like, why am I addicted to this stuff? It's just something compelling about watching other people's drama.
I think so. Yeah, I think in watching other people's real lives, because it's, I don't know, you know that it's not fake necessarily. Mm-hmm. Well, some shows are.
Oh, yeah.
I think that people crave this. Mm-hmm. I think, like, this is what kind of a lot of these big Instagram influencers do. Mm-hmm. They just kind of give you a window into their lives, or at least what they want to show you of their lives.
Yeah, what I do.
This is kind of what we're doing on the podcast.
Yeah, it's essentially what a podcast is, too. I mean, podcasts and podcast listeners are very loyal, like, you know, the word not fanatical, but sort of like. They're because they feel like they know you. You're talking about your own life.
Hey, listeners, you guys think you know us? Yes, text mom.
They do, because you guys are talking about, like, you know, and you guys are very vulnerable on your podcast.
Yeah,
I think it's easy to be vulnerable on the podcast.
Much easier than if you have a camera on you.
Yeah, that's hard. And I guess I think with a podcast, I guess you just forget that a lot of people are listening.
Yeah. 100%.
One is just two of us or three of us in a row. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just is us kind of hanging out right now.
Yeah.
You don't think of the thousands of people. Like, imagine if
10,000 people are listening to us right now.
Like, listening to you having this conversation, you'd be so much more self-conscious.
Totally.
No, I would be way open about anal sex.
It's our favorite topic.
You would be trying to ham it up and turn on.
I know. This is what happens to me. I get a camera in front of me and I'm like, oh, Miss Funny Girl, you know, and now I'm like, yeah, no, definitely
you now can be you're chill.
Now I'm so chill. I'm sitting here with my little puppet dog talking to two people.
Why did you make your podcast?
When I started, well, I was a guest on my friend Stassi, who's on Vanderpump a lot, and I was like, this is really fun. I want to do this, and so I just did it. And I got in at a good time before, like, everyone had a podcast. Like right before that happened.
And you're funny.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. I was going to also ask you why you chose to go into comedy.
I was always a funny kid.
Were you a class clown?
Kind of, yeah. I was weird. And my friend Sabrina and I, she was my funny childhood friend. And still is. I actually bring her on the road with me. She's not like an actual trained stand-up comic, but I'll do live podcasts. And because she's a flight attendant and she can fly herself there, I'll just bring her as my road partner.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. But yeah, I was just always like acting out like SNL sketches and just being funny. But I didn't think of stand up necessarily as a job until I moved to LA. And then, cause I thought I was just going to be an actress. And then I was like, oh, you just wait for people to tell you basically no all the time.
Yeah.
That's what acting is. And I was like, well, I can't do that. So I wanted to do something.
So go to stand up comedy. That's so much easier on your ego.
Well, it's not necessarily easier on your ego.
I'm being sarcastic.
Well, no, I know you are. It's because it is, but it is hard on your ego, but there are so many wonderful moments and you feel like you have more power. Like if I don't have a booked show, I can just go to an open mic and still do comedy. With acting, you have to have an audition or a booked show. Like you don't just get to do acting.
Yeah. Someone else has the control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of how I feel about Instagram right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have to go to the open mic. I can just throw something up there and see. The problem is you don't get to hear laughs.
Yeah.
So you just have no
clue. But people usually write back like, oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, if you're funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you'd get them.
Can we do some rapid fire sex questions?
Well, one more question about just you as a podcaster. Because I noticed, I was listening to one of your podcasts and you were talking about how someone criticized your opening and you went off for a few weeks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, somehow you guys connected and she said, well, I'm so sorry, I was high.
Yeah.
And it made you feel better to know that. And then you went and started doing openers. Is that what happened?
Yeah, no, that is what happened. Like partially I was like I was in Europe on tour and I didn't have the time to. So normally I'll record the podcast with my guest and then a couple days later I'll go back and do an intro. And we were just like boom, 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 going from different town to different town. That I guess I sort of used that girl telling me that as an excuse not to do an intro, but also partially it did
affected you.
It did hurt my feelings. Oh, for sure. For
sure. So this is my question. Why does it hurt your feelings? This is one person out of, like we said, maybe 10,000 that didn't like your opener.
That's why I don't read my reviews or anything. And if I do, I filter them to be most favorable and I only read those ones. Like,
oh, you can do that. Cool,
yeah, because it will only on the computer, not on the app. But it will get in my head. Like, I read something yesterday with someone on accident that said something negative about me, and it bummed me out for like a while.
See, I find that interesting because I listen to like Conan O'Brien's talking with Howard Stern, and they're both like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking these big guys are still like insecure about reading a negative review.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think even at that point, the stakes are even higher.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Conan talks about that a lot on his podcast. Yeah.
He can't hear anything.
He can't hear positive or negative criticism.
Yeah. The only criticism I continually hear is ageism criticism, mm-hmm. which is really stupid because if you think about it, everyone's going to get to be old. Yeah. You know?
And also they're tuning into your channel because you are a cougar. You are older.
Yeah.
So they will say like, what, why are you talking about that stuff at your age or something?
Oh yeah. Granny, go knit some sweaters, you know, that kind of shit.
It's just, see, but that's, I just, it's like,
but that doesn't hurt me. I mean, maybe when I get to be Conan O'Brien's level, it might hurt me. But it just like now it's like, who, these guys have keyboard.
Sometimes you say things to me like, oh, my God, does this look like this?
Yeah.
Because someone said that earlier.
Right.
And I was like, well, fuck that guy.
A physical look. But I'm talking about to say something about the way I handle myself in intro. People criticize the way I talk, my accent. They've criticized or they compliment. That's another issue. But or they'll criticize the way I sing at the end about making, you know. But I just use it all as like. Like
yeah,
bits. I like, who cares? They're
I like, go through phases where I just don't care, but sometimes it will just be, I think I was just having an off day anyways yesterday, so it bothered me. But you just can't, you really can't care.
You should call us up.
Yeah.
Call us up the next time.
We'll build you right up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fuck that. That's what I think happens. I think if you have a partner, and you do, you mm-hmm. have Christine, but if you have a partner, for it's easier to, you know, bounce it off and say, what God. The fuck is this? Right?
Yes, you do this so regularly.
Yeah.
For me, not so regularly, but the times that I've come to you and be like, "Ugh, I'm not sure about this decision or something like that," you're like, "Well, fuck those people."
Yeah.
That's it. So on my
it's a wonderful way to live. Like I'm getting there, and I would love to just be like, "I don't fucking care. I'm just making content that I like."
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's I've gotten to that point now.
Yeah.
So what does your comedy tend to be about?
Real stories about my own life, like embarrassing dating stories and stuff like that.
Do you have one that's standing out to you right now that you're like, oh?
I mean, I have a new joke about being cheated on by a Yelp reviewer.
Like, what?
Just like the lowest type of human. People that leave Yelp reviews, who has the time to do that? You know what I mean?
Well, you're talking to a Yelp elite over
here. I'm a Yelp elite.
No. Oh my God.
I don't even know why I'm Yelp elite.
It's so funny.
I got honestly, so honored when I became Yelp elite. I want to get verified and I can't. I'm a Yelp elite.
Well, then this joke's not for you, I guess.
I will tell you why you're Yelp elite. It's not like she's like so obsessed with Yelp and mm-hmm. it's like, I need to do this for the world. She did this because she met a guy at a party who is Yelp elite, and he was like, oh, I can get you Yelp elite.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's like, I need that.
Yeah, I need it. I don't know why I needed it, because all of a sudden this guy is like, he was so funny, and mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to be Yelp elite, right? He's like, yeah, you need to be in Yelp elite. And next thing you know, I'm Yelp elite.
She's constantly Yelping.
Yeah, because apparently you get invited to free Yelp events.
Well, that might be why too.
And but then my point is like, but why would you want to go to a Yelp event with other Yelp reviewers? Like, they're going to be the quickest people to talk shit about you when you walk away from them.
See, that's the way your mind thinks. I'm thinking I'm going to make a whole bunch of new friends and eat free food.
Yeah. Okay.
See, it's just the way the glass half empty or half full. I'm like, yeah, I'm going there. And also, you know, my boyfriend ended up coming with me. Do you know he's in commercial real estate? He made like the biggest connection of his estate career at one of these events. So it's like, I actually have only been to the one event. I haven't even gone to any events.
It's so funny.
That's the irony.
But she will walk into a restaurant and she'll be like, excuse me, I like that table. I'm Yelp elite.
Does that work?
It does. We got free appetizers.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I got free appetizers. I've gotten free around a drink. Oh, yeah. It works.
I love free stuff.
Yeah. You just join up to be Yelp elite.
I like free stuff.
Hey, Yelp eliters.
Listen, I will go anywhere for a tray past appetizer and a like open bar. Like, I love that kind of stuff.
I love that too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll forget Cam.
Speaking of
you and I will go out.
Oh, yeah, we'll go out.
I love free shit. you were saying on your podcast how you went on a date recently. It was dinner and darts.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on
that? That was my idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we were having fun at dinner, but it's like, you also like, it's like, because there's only so much like sitting and talking you can do.
That's what I was thinking.
And so I was like, I don't want to just go, if we're going to grab another drink, I don't want to just go sit at a bar. I was like, let's go do something like active. And it was really fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm impressed that you even went to dinner on a first date.
Yeah. I usually don't think it's weird when people ask to do that, because I feel like I've sort of vetted them enough that I feel like I can get through a dinner. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a commitment.
also, girls got to eat, you know?
Girls got
to
eat?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's, that's a whole meal.
I hate to say this. My girlfriends are like, I have some gold digger girlfriends that they're like, ah, they took me to such and such. And I'm like, yeah, but he's boring as fuck.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat at McDonald's than to sit through that boring ass meal to get a bottle of really expensive wine. No.
Yeah, I'm not doing it like in a gold digger way because they certainly weren't like rich or anything. But
no,
like,
if you're going to do it for that reason, go for the gusto.
Yeah.
Go for the guys taking you Asteria Mosa or something.
Oh, that place is good.
That place is great. I've been there.
You know, I don't mind the dinner thing. I don't always do it, but yeah. But oftentimes you don't realize you're going to have dinner. They'll be like, "Oh, meet at, you know, employees only this place, or let's meet for a drink." But then they just are ordering food, and I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if it's going well, and then you can get your like, I got my son to call up and
me.
No, that when he was younger. This is when I was single and I was dating. And the date was just bad from the get-go. You know, he walks in the door, you're like, oh, shit. This is fucked.
Does not look anything like what he was supposed to look like.
No, I had envisioned something way better. 45 minutes of phone call beforehand about him traveling and all this great stuff. He walks in the door, I'm like, oh, God.
Ugh,
this is not happening. You know, it's not going to work. I heard within 30 seconds, women know if it's going to be on or off. If they know.
If they're going to date them?
If they're not going to be interested. You know. Yeah. You know, I see him walking across the Starbucks line. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
All right. So this guy walks in. I'm like, shit. So we go out to an Italian restaurant and it's going to be a long haul.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be a long haul.
It's going to be a long Italian meal. And luckily, my son was young. Cam's brother was, how old? He must have been like 12. Calls me up. My mom, can you pick me up? So-and-so's mom said I had to leave. I'm like, yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wrap it up and bring the wine too,
that's
by
awesome.
The way.
Oh, my God.
I come in the house. I go, we got dinner, dear.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Did you take his food too?
Oh, yeah. The guy.
What?
Yeah. Something about the guy was kosher. I don't know. It's like I had plenty of food there.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Do you ever done the thing where you tell, like you go to the bathroom and then you call one of your girlfriends, you're like, can you call me and tell me you have an emergency?
Totally.
Oh, so sad.
I've never done that before.
I think
before.
That happened the same night as the before. I think I hit my girlfriend first.
I think I usually just say I'm tired.
You're tired after you've been there for 15 minutes?
No, I'll get through like 45 minutes.
45
and then...
minutes. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God I'm in a monogamous relationship. I could not handle 45 minutes of boredom.
Yeah.
It's almost like a job interview sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know, but I have met a lot of interesting people and at least had interesting conversations that I'm like, well, whatever. It was an experience.
You know,
because you guys
plus,
are
plus
young.
I am plus there's I'm a Canadian, so maybe I can use it for
that.
Yes,
there's
that's
other
huge.
Reasons.
Yeah, I love that people always say, "Oh, I hate when the date is like a job interview." I actually don't mind job interviews that much. It wouldn't be bad if it were a job interview for me.
And that's just when someone's just like asking you question after question type
of
thing.
Yeah. I guess that's what they don't like.
Oh my. What's your favorite color? What?
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah. What's your favorite food?
Yeah. I don't. Sometimes on first dates, though, I'll get such a kick out of myself that I enjoy it. Where I'm just I am killing this. You are adorable, Rachel.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But I also think because you guys are young. See, I was already married for like 10 years already at your age. So it's different. Mm-hmm. Like when I was single again, the pool is much smaller.
Yeah.
A very small pool of single males my age.
Yeah, but you had like young dudes hitting on you. And
that's why I went to the young dudes. Yeah. The pool of older dudes was not good.
Yeah. Yeah. They're disgruntled and divorced.
Calling their ex-wives names. And,
Ugh, yeah.
You were saying on this podcast I was listening to, you make a reference to like, oh, this guy came over. We didn't sleep together. I'm a lady.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on there?
You don't sleep with them on the first date?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I just don't. I don't.
You know, you need to know what you're trying out. You need to know what's inside the package.
I don't necessarily agree with this, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just. Yeah, I also don't, I never really know what the whole rules thing is. Like, I don't want, I feel like first
dates.
Oh, I'm
just giving you a hard time. You don't, you have to play it by ear.
Yeah, I feel like first date is like a little intense.
Yeah.
But if the mood was right and you guys really connected and you started going at it, you'd stop and say, nah, let's wait for next time. I actually think that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea to wait because then you get to build up the tension and the momentum.
Yeah, and I'm actually, for me, if I hooked up with someone too soon, I tend to not like them as much. Where I'm just like, oh, all right.
Really?
It's not, it's not like, now I'm really into them because this happened. It's more like, oh, I We got nothing to like look forward to now.
Yeah, I think this is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Will you kiss on the first date, or
yeah,
is that expected?
I like getting a kiss out of the way on the first date because
that's huge.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, first
check
of,
it off.
First of all, well, because it's like when you don't, you kind of like, oh, was that just like a friend thing? Or and it's also just nice to know if like, like I went out with someone that was a terrible kisser fairly recently.
That's
and
more important.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I can't do this at all. Like this is, yes.
Yeah, that's...
It's good to know.
I always say that. Because mm-hmm. if you're a shitty kisser, you're not going to be good down in bed.
And I straight up said it to his face. I was like, I don't think... Because he wouldn't stop trying. And I was like, I don't think we're kissing compatible. And
we're
he was
not
like,
kissing compatible?
And he was like, well, just let me try it again. And I was like...
Oh.
Let me try again?
Yeah, I was like, I don't think this is... No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that takes a lot of courage to say you're not kissing compatible.
Because I needed it to stop.
What was so bad about
oh.
this?
It was like a darting tongue type
situation.
God, it was
damn.
Like a,
no
it was like I was like,
way.
What are you doing?
And you can't even teach not to dart.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
I don't know what it says about me that my kisses, you can't. I don't know why you can. I don't even know how you'd tell. I haven't had that bad of a first kiss.
Are you a bad kisser?
That was like one of my only times having like one where I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, are you a bad kisser?
No, I don't think so. Oh. You look so disappointed.
Someone would have told you. I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I've been complimented.
I think you're a good kisser, Rachel.
Really?
Yeah, I think I could tell.
You guys
I
have been kissing
am.
A lot?
Yeah. I could tell the way she
Do you use tongue on the first kiss?
Of course.
How else do you kiss?
What
Unless
you,
it's just a peck.
What are you, kissing your grandma?
Oh my! I don't usually use tongue on the first kiss after
oh,
all this.
Oh, well, that's the problem. Why you haven't
it's
gotten...
It's not like such a passionate thing for me. I
that's
guess that's
why. You have not gotten rave reviews.
Well, I guess it depends on how long the kiss is.
I'm on the fence of even going in for the kiss, let alone a fucking...
Do you kiss on first dates?
Apparently not.
Sometimes. But usually I'm on the fence. This
why
is
are, now, why are you, no,
wild to me. Hold on.
Why are you on
you
the...
You guys are all using tongue on the first kiss?
Yes.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you pecking? Like a bird? Right?
I'm it's like, just like a subtle thing.
Or you're like...
It's
just one... What are you doing?
I feel so put on the spot. I can't believe this.
It can't be
it's
that
like
long of a
such
kiss.
Such a...
Cam.
I guess it depends... How attracted I am to the person.
Yes, but if you are attracted, you're still not sticking a tongue in there?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh.
There, I guess there are very few people that actually want to kiss on the first date like that.
All
really?
Right. All right.
So
that makes
do
sense.
You end up going, you just don't end up going out with them again?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So
this
usually,
is hilarious.
So usually, if you've kissed someone on a first date, that means you're probably asking them out
that
again.
That means he's
if
getting
the kiss went well.
That means he's getting married.
Yeah.
If the tongue's going
it can
in,
go
he's
either way.
He's
sometimes
getting...
I feel like obligated. I'm like, okay, well, we've spent this time together. You know, they're looking at my mouth. You know,
they're looking
why not?
At your mouth. What do you mean they're
Can
looking?
You sense it if a girl's waiting for you to kiss her?
Yeah, they're looking at my mouth all the time.
Are you sure?
That's the key. They're looking at the mouth as opposed
I've
to
ever
my eyes. I'm like.
Stared at someone's mouth.
This
and how can you tell the difference between what am I looking at right now? Am I looking at your eyes or your mouth?
You look at my mouth.
No, I'm looking at your eyes.
Oh,
see, you don't even know.
No, but you're too far away from me right now. I mean, if you're standing right now, you're about to hug someone, you see if they're looking down versus in your eyes. And then I'm like, all right, well, I guess we're here. Looking at the eyes again.
I guess I'll do a no tongue kiss now.
Are you telling me that all these times I've been like just making up the fact that they're looking at my mouth?
Yes. I think maybe. Yeah.
No way.
I think so.
Way.
You
could
tell
just be
the difference between looking at your dick and looking at your eyes. But are you telling me the eyes and the mouth and the nose?
I wouldn't know how to tell.
Okay. Yes. Wait, your guys are gaslamping me right now.
No, we're not. How far away are you from this person?
And I think it's gaslighting me.
Yeah, gaslighting.
She always says gaslamping. Now I'm using
that. Everyone's gaslamping me constantly. Wait. How far away are you? Are you like 2 hours?
It's at the moment of the hug. You know, you're hugging, and then you can see if the person's
like about
here.
Ready to.
Maybe
to
they're
to
shorter than
you.
They're shorter than you, and that all they could see is your mouth, and that they can't even see your eyes because they're looking up.
No.
All right. Yes. Text mom. Let us know.
I can't believe.
Do you use tongue on the first date?
And are you staring at people's mouths to let them know you want
to
kiss?
I would never. That's so wild to me. Like to kiss someone with a tongue is like so. It's so.
Didn't you ever play spin the bottle?
Even then, I would. What a.
I just don't know how this tongue. No tongue kiss is what it's.
What's the point?
What is
doesn't a kiss typically start with you don't just open your mouth immediately and start putting in your tongue.
Okay, you're right.
So it starts slow, right? It starts like a little lip on lip, right?
Lip on lip.
Yeah. And then if it's that's it, that might be it.
No. No, the tongue.
I guess it's just I haven't been with too many people that immediately want to.
I'm not saying you're not like a huge amount like down like, their throat. Yeah. I'm saying it's like at some point it's grazing a little. Something's happening.
I mean, trust me, I've kissed like this before. It just doesn't typically happen on the first date.
But you've had one night stands where you've had sex, and you're telling me
those times where there's definitely tongue.
Oh.
I need you to go try this out. I need you to go on a first date soon. And I need you to go into it with this whole new vision.
I'm like so on the fence about even having the kiss. Now suddenly I'm going to start throwing in the tongue in the mix? Yes. Are you kidding me?
Yes. Why is this even
I didn't know that guys were that on the fence of having a kiss.
It's not guys. It's Cam.
I wouldn't say everyone's like me. Okay. This is the quirky part that she thinks is weird.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Is it because you're afraid the kiss won't be good? You're not attracted to him? Or is this a germaphobe thing?
No, it's not a germaphobe thing.
It could easily
thing,
be a germaphobe or herpes thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No?
No, it is. It relates entirely to the fact of what does this imply about
you have to marry
our relationship?
Them.
Yeah. Kind of.
What?
Like this. When that, it, just, it implies that I want this to continue on in a more serious
date.
Way, I guess.
Yeah, you don't want to put tongue in there.
I think I've kissed people on first dates and...
And you put the tongue in there?
Never really gone out with him again?
Why? Why
Probably because I wasn't that interested. They kissed me, I kissed back, and then I'm like...
You stuck the tongue back, and that's it?
You stuck the tongue back.
Yeah, they were good. They were fine kisses. I just wasn't that interested overall.
Yeah, I think I'm in the middle of both of you guys. I don't go for any kissing if I'm not interested. But if I am interested, their tongue will come out.
It's not... I guess I'm slightly interested, but like if we never... I don't know. Like I just did it to someone the other day where like we went out, we kissed... And then he asked when we were going to hang out again. And I was like, I'm very busy at some point, though. But it was truly it actually is true that I am busy. Like, I like
but you're
writing a book proposal right now.
No, I couldn't make time.
You would have made time.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Made some fucking right. time.
And that's where I would have been like, well, why the fuck am I going to be putting my tongue in this hole?
What? Put your tongue in a hole.
In the mouth.
In the mouth hole.
It is a germaphobe.
Because
thing.
It
I'm
shows
100%
the other person I really desire you.
It's 100%.
It's a very sexual act when you start involving the tongue.
You're worried about the germs.
No, Mom. I actually not worried about it. Remember, I was a human fountain.
I guess I just don't know when, like, if someone, like, if they're not like a monster and they go lean in to kiss you, it's like, all right, whatever. And then it doesn't mean that you are going
to
date them.
Oh, my God. I have to ask the last person I did this to if they interpreted this strangely. This is unbelievable.
Wait, did you?
Oh,
did
that
you
when you
the
didn't when
you
didn't kiss them.
When I kissed them without the tongue.
Did they?
I gotta ask her if this is a bizarre thing.
Did she?
Can you call her now?
Yes, let's call.
I can't do it right now.
Wait,
I can't.
Did she stick her tongue in first?
There was no tongue ever on anyone's part.
Well, that's part her responsibility too. Then,
would you feel weird? Would you be like, oh my god, all of a sudden there's a tongue?
No.
And no one's ever done that to you?
Yes, I have had that.
So usually, when you do have tongue, it's because a girl initiates.
Or I'm very like I really want to be kissing this person wholeheartedly.
So it's happened how many times?
I've kissed many women with a tongue, mother. Okay, let's get back to Rachel. Let's
Rachel, rapid fire questions. Rapid fire questions.
I
let's
can't
do
believe
it.
This is honest. We this, very early on in our podcast, like several years ago, someone came on that I hooked up with, and I had no clue. How to finger at the time, it turned out. She
told you on the podcast?
Yes. Yes.
In front of me.
She What'd
goes,
she say?
You were hovering. And
you're
I was
like a hoverboard.
I thought that that's what...
What's
what
hovering
was
mean?
I was playing with the man's pubis as opposed to the... going in and... In,
oh, okay.
He
okay.
didn't know. Now he's an expert.
I'm not apparently not an expert. I can't believe right now I'm discovering that every first kiss has to have a tongue in there. I'm so on the fence. Let's not go there.
All right. Rapid fire questions.
This is unbelievable.
Rapid fire questions. Here we go.
Oh,
Rachel.
My God.
I love that we struck a chord.
Yeah, that was a funny bit.
That was fun.
It's a funny bit. Very funny. Okay. How did you learn about sex growing up? How did you learn how to kiss with a tongue?
Oh, the same ones?
No.
How did I learn about sex? Do you know, someone was talking about this the other day. I think it was Christine, about how her in their school, they were already talking about sex to the kids. I don't remember that happening ever. I'm sure it did.
Yeah, it did even in my day.
I don't really remember it, but I think I just have a bad memory of certain parts of childhood. I think I just probably knew about it from other friends who were probably more advanced or something than me and would tell me about it.
Not parents.
No, they didn't like sit me down. I don't think. I'd have to ask them. I really don't remember.
You're the younger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you didn't
learn from your sister?
No. I don't think she would have talked about it with me.
Would it be weird to talk about sex with your sister?
No, I don't think so. We just don't. We talk about food a lot. That's really all my family cares about.
Well, I think it's pretty much a common theme.
Yeah.
Especially in my family, too.
In three words, how would you describe the first time you had sex?
Really bad music during it.
What came out?
But it wasn't bad. Oh, he was also the first person I had sex with was uncircumcised, but I didn't know because that was the first penis I had seen.
So after that, you were like, why doesn't anybody have that little hood on top?
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Where's your hood?
Yeah, I didn't know. So and also,
what was that like with the uncircumcised penis?
Well, since it was the only one I knew, I didn't know any different. I just thought that that's what it was.
So did anything different have to occur because of it?
I don't think so. But again, so I think I have a very bad memory of I have to be reminded of stuff all the time from childhood where I'm just like, I don't remember that happening.
Wait a second. How old were you that like from childhood?
Oh, well, I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember like I don't remember it that well. And so I wasn't drunk.
Do you remember if it was good or bad?
It was good. I dated the guy for like years.
Ah.
Okay. These days, have you been with uncircumcised penis?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Do you think that you could be with one and not be able to tell? No, you would know, right?
I mean, it depends.
It depends if the lights are off, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can tell by touch. I don't have enough experiences with this.
Yeah,
especially
I don't know.
If the condom's on. Who the hell knows what's going on in there?
Yeah, good point.
Okay, moving right along. So bad music. Wait, what was the music like?
It was some like really dumb love song at the time.
Wow.
It would take me a while to think of it, but it was
silly
dumb.
Love song.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Tell us about the most memorable sex experience you've had. Whatever just flashed before your eyes.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go with like a vacation one probably.
Vacation sex, very fun.
Yeah, very fun. Very fun.
At a beach?
No, in a hotel room.
Oh. I think a hotel room is such a great spot to have sex.
Well, yeah. We're even talking about variety. That's the place, you know, it's outside of your own bedroom. It's different.
Yeah, it's different. Yes, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
We also, whenever me and my husband would go somewhere, he'd always have to like, this is a rule of the vacation. Twice a day. It has to happen.
I did not know this.
Really?
Twice a day? When I was on vacation with you?
No. Well, maybe.
Like, that's why you weren't answering the hotel door.
Yeah. That's why you were locked
out. We were
out.
Supposed to go to the buffet.
That's damn. Why you were constantly going on vacation.
That's how we went on cruises.
Oh, wow. I think
in those
the
tiny
privacy,
rooms?
The privacy of a room by yourself is huge.
Especially when you got three kids.
It kind of makes me, this is why I want to live alone.
Why?
I think in my head, there is always a block. Oh, if there's, what am I going to bring this person home? There's going to be another human there?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Do you live with anyone?
No, I live by myself.
For this reason?
No, I just also don't like having roommates. But yeah, I think there's just something about it where like, you just feel a little more awkward.
Well,
yeah.
You can't be screaming out like, ah, that's so awesome. Harder.
Yeah. That's so awesome. Yes. Does anyone say that's so awesome?
Oh my God. That's so awesome.
Harder, longer, faster.
Okay. What is the number one thing that turns you on?
I like confidence. I like a manly dude, I think. I'm talking like manly in terms of like, decision making, like we're gonna meet up here, like the and then like
yeah
and you know, maybe opens a door, is the one to for sure pay, I which
oh,
is
a chivalry type thing.
Yeah, chivalry. And like
that's why you like the old
and I don't
guys.
like an effeminate sort of guy. Like I like a, you know, I like a beard. I don't know, I can't, I'm not, I don't want someone where their hands are dancing across the table and they're like very demonstrative and like I can't do it.
This is what I was saying about the what?
What? No, I was listening. What were you saying?
No. What was that? There was a thought that just... Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
I had an itch on my
no,
chin.
No. I know why you do what you were doing.
What?
You were thinking, oh, Gamma's a little like that.
That's
exactly
that
what?
Why would I think
yes,
that?
Yes, no. Yes. I know that itch. And
you
I,
always pay for your dates.
No, but that the latter portion of what she was saying.
Which was what? The hands, you know, going,
the hands going across the street.
Do you dance with feminine? Your hands?
I don't think you're, no, yeah. You're, no, you're not. Your hand gestures are not.
Gesticulating a lot?
They're no, not, she's not feminine.
No, Italians are always gesticulate.
Yeah. I'm talking like...
You know, like she's in a, she's doing
just even the way they touch things. It's just real delicate and
you're trying to be politically correct. You don't like an effeminate waving of the hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What is your greatest asset in the bedroom?
Confidence, I think mine. I enjoy it. I'm not like
you're adventurous.
Trying to like do hair flipping to like, you know, like just trying. I'm not trying to perform. Like I'm just actually in the moment.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We talked a lot about this on your podcast and I wanted to add, here's why I think confidence is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, not only is it like, oh wow, I should be fucking this person because look, they clearly deem themselves fuckable.
Yeah.
I think that it's, when you're confident, you can express desire for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a huge part of the whole cycle of, oh, they find me desirable. That means that I'm desirable. I'm going to show them they're desirable. It's like a whole fucking, that's the mental
game. You're comfortable. You can run around the room naked. You don't care if they see your stretch marks or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's the first point that I was trying to make too.
Yeah.
But I think this element of expressing desire comes from confidence.
Adventuresome.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm adventurous.
How do you choose who to have sex with?
Oh, someone I like? I don't know. That's a tough question. What do you mean by that? How do I choose?
Yeah, I mean...
Because I'm not just having sex just randomly. It's right. Someone I like.
And certainly there are probably people that you're like, oh, that guy's pretty cute, but you wouldn't want to fuck him.
I mean, I'd have to be on... I've gone on several dates with them at this point, so I like them.
Mm. Do you have them carry around an updated STD test?
No. Should I? I've never had one. I don't know.
You never had an STD test? You use a condom.
No, I've never had an STD. You use a condom, right?
No, well, not necessarily.
You're supposed to get a test every 6 months.
Oh.
Because some of these don't express themselves. You're talking to a hypochondriac when it comes to this.
Yeah, you know, we're getting anxious again.
You're probably fine. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah, talk to your gynecologist.
Okay. I get tested when I go, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so then you've been tested?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, many times.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Is there anything you haven't tried that you're trying to try?
No, not that I can think of. I think I will need to be with someone for a while before like those things start to like pop into my head, because I think it would be conditional upon who that person is.
Mm.
But I'm not like, I don't think I'll ever have a threesome or anything.
You don't think you'll ever have a threesome?
I don't think so.
Well, we just talked about that on her podcast.
Yeah.
We explained that we never have had one.
Yeah. But
I don't think I will.
Now we're going for the reasons why.
I don't see a point.
Or the future. Oh, okay.
I'm not into girls, so I can't do that. And I don't really want to watch two guys even be naked near each other.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think you ever will, Mother?
Have a threesome?
Yeah.
You can never say never.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows?
I feel like you should, just for the purposes of this podcast, so you have like...
You're right. I do a lot, so much shit just for this podcast.
Should.
You guys,
I think you guys should make it a goal in the next 6 months that it happens.
Six
and then
months?
You
6 months.
That's a very quick turnaround.
Yeah, my boyfriend would do it in a heartbeat too.
You can find someone, I'm sure.
I'd have to find two.
Yeah, you have to find two. So she's in an easier position with this.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, she's in a way easier position. Yeah.
Well, why are we taking you off the hot seat?
Because I'm not doing it. Because I don't have a sex podcast.
What is your preference when it comes to anal?
No.
Ow. Exit only?
Yeah, no.
How often do you watch porn and what's your opinion on it?
I don't watch porn, really. I have, but I don't watch it. I don't.
You gotta try it with a friend.
Yeah, I probably would.
You never tried it with a guy?
No, I haven't. The last guy I dated seriously for a long time, I think he may have been a little bit of a porn addict. And so I was like weird about that because of it. But I would for both someone that wasn't, you know.
When was the last time you had sex?
This morning? No. I think a couple days ago.
She says with a little glint in her eye, a little sneaky smile. Was it good?
Sure.
Gay.
What is your number one secret to great sex?
Confidence. Sorry, I keep using that, but it really is.
Yeah, you sound like my mom at this point.
Yeah, it really is.
You could be a little Karen Lee clone here.
Yeah, the follow-up is then, how do you gain confidence if you don't have it?
Like you said on mine, you fake it till you make it, because you're going to hate that experience if you're super insecure. And so you just have to practice being more confident. Mm. And I think the more times you practice being confident, it will, you know, become second nature.
Yeah.
It's more just like, what's the alternative? Hating the experience and hating yourself? I'd like to choose the better option.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it.
I've been thinking about this recently. I really believe that everyone is just kind of playing a character.
Mm-hmm.
They made up in their mind over
of who they are, just in general. Yes. As a person, or yes. Only in the bedroom.
At all times.
Yeah, I think you are potentially right about that. Yeah.
And you, I think we have the ability to really like shape what that character is,
mm-hmm.
if we consciously wanted to.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And I found, like, do you ever do like a market research when you walk in a room? You're before the researcher comes in, there's like maybe 10 people in the room. I find myself looking at everyone, deciding who's going to take the leadership control, who's going to be the person that's going to tell the jokes.
What's a market research?
Well, they're testing a product. So they're testing water, you know, and you're going to all try it out and everything. So they put you in a room and you get paid for this. So mm-hmm. I, of course, did it. And you wait for the researcher to come in, but I think they deliberately let the people on the table like come to some sort of like, you know, it's almost like Lord of the Flies or something. Everybody's coming.
Oh, interesting.
Who's going to be the leader of the group? Who's going to be the funny one? Who's going to be the one that's going to be more reserved? You know, just interesting to look at everybody.
And what are you?
I'm always a clown, you know. I'll just get everybody going. I'll just start making jokes.
I'm the clown.
So, you know, but that's the narrative I've told myself. I could tell myself I'm the shy person. I shouldn't talk. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. You become the narrative you tell yourself that you are.
Yes. Yeah.
And that can go in a bad way, too. That's why my point is that if you're going to choose to tell yourself a narrative, might as well make it a good one.
Yeah.
Because there's people that tell themselves a narrative of like, I'm not good enough all the time. And then they're not going to be good enough.
Yes. I completely agree with this. I think it is harder to establish that narrative. It's harder to recognize what narrative you're telling yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to actually continue to tell yourself a positive narrative. Mm-hmm.
You know what I've told the guys on YouTube? I tell them every day, take a little post-it note and write one positive thing about yourself and stick it on like your bathroom mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have like a whole week's worth of positive stuff to look at.
You're a whole self-help guru on YouTube.
I love it. Well, and it's true though. You can rewire your brain to have like, you know, better thoughts, and you have to control the very small amount of your brain that you can't control. So this is a real fact. Your subconscious brain, like this, just random programming that's been there since you were a kid and you've picked up along the way, is 50 billion thoughts per, right? 50 billion bits per second of unconscious, just the stuff that you've just been telling yourself or patterns. You only control 50 bits per second of conscious thoughts. Mm. So you have to, you have to actively make those good thoughts and retrain the whole system to go in a positive way. So doing stuff like that is really helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said recently that you've gotten into meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And during meditation, that, you know, that's a really good time to get rid of all the negativity and just kind of like let the good thoughts come through.
Yeah.
Calm.com/mom, 25% off.
Oh.
Quick little.
Great little meditation app.
Great meditation app if you haven't used that one.
We're coming along to our final questions. Are you done? Okay. Yeah. Have you ever walked in on a parent having sex or vice versa?
No, thank God. And no.
Why do you say thank God?
I don't want to walk in on that.
What is the biggest red flag for you?
Someone that you can tell on like a first date is not treating others well.
Oh, yes.
Not treating like waiters well, or even the hostess stand or the valet. Like if you're treating people like crap, you're probably a dick.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wonder how the person is not aware that they're treating.
Probably because they're just a dick.
Yeah.
And that just like they think they can operate in their life like that. And that's probably how they always have.
Yeah, totally. I feel that. Okay. Tell us about a time when you felt intimate with someone but didn't necessarily have sex.
Fairly recently, actually. Just like watching a movie and sort of like cuddling, but nothing really happened.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the craziest place you've had sex? That's our final question.
God, I'm sure I have a good one. Car maybe, but that's not that exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
What?
Is that what you said that yours was?
That, oh no. I've been way...
Where? What's your craziest?
Oh, I've been in fire escapes. I've been...
Oh my God. A fire escape, terrifies me that those things are going to fall.
Oh,
the Treasury building. I think you said once.
No, I wasn't in it. I was just like looking
at it. You were looking at it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've had a longer life to experiences than you guys. And, you know, a 24-year relationship, 11-year relationship, you got to spice it up and do it in different places.
Yeah. What's the craziest place you have?
No, my bedroom. No, I...
He's such a wild dude.
I think that at different parts of my bedroom, I would say.
Okay. You've never not had sex in a bedroom?
In other parts of the house as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, kitchens, right. Living rooms.
Okay.
Oh.
What do you mean kitchens? Where were you in a kitchen?
It was in someone's kitchen.
Someone else's? Oh, the girl's kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wasn't cooking.
Okay.
One time, in like a hot tub area. Okay. And then we found someone peeping on us.
Oh.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. You would have been
I have an exhibitionist quality about me. I'm convinced.
Which means you like that someone was watching?
I do. And meanwhile, my boyfriend hates that aspect. He's always walking in, he's closing all the drapes all the time. I'm like, come on, why are you being such a prude?
I don't like it either. I don't like the idea of someone peeping on and then recording.
Oh, someone recorded.
Yeah.
You?
Oh, wait, you think that they were? Did you see
this
that?
This is where my mind. No.
Oh, okay.
Nobody was.
My mind goes to extremes, as yours was. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I think we have to wrap it up.
One question. So, what have you learned over the years so far? You've been doing comedy for so long.
Mm-hmm.
How long would you say?
Probably like 8 years. Yeah.
Have you learned anything from doing comedy in particular?
Don't date a male comic.
Why?
Just because I don't want to be in that incestual world where everyone's hooked up with each other. Mm. And like, maybe if it was going to be like a very long term serious thing, maybe. But it's like, you never know that that's going to last. And I just don't want to, I don't want my career to ever be affected by that. And I don't know. And it's just like everyone in the comedy world, they've all hooked up with each other. And I'm proud of that. I've not done that.
Mm.
And then they're going to talk about it in their next stand-up.
Yeah, it's like,
okay, yeah. There goes you and Cam. We've come full circle.
I don't think we run in the same comedy circle.
Leaving the window open.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I run on.
Oh, wow. Mom, your pressuring has worked out. Well, how do people find your podcast or any of your work?
It's you can follow me on Instagram at Rachel N. O'Brien. It reads like Rachel N'O'Brien, and Rachel is spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L.
R-A-C-H-A-E-L. No wonder I was messing around. I couldn't find it this morning.
Oh, really? Like, yeah. That's annoying. I think I have a theory that I would have a lot more followers if it wasn't confusing to find. And then my podcast is Be Here for a While on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, all of them. And my other one is Screwed Up Stories,
which I'll be on soon. So you guys subscribe now so you don't miss that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
This was a blast.
We need to have a group hug.
Yes.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.